Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But what the Master is saying here is that there is one fear that will free you from all the rest. And it is the fear and reverence of God. Verse 4, I say to you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that, have what? Now see, to most people that just sounds like a weird thing because, well, yeah, you're dead. And then there's the end. No, it's not the end. Death is not the big horrible deal that the enemy tries to blow it up to you all the time. Millions have already done it. Right? Thousands did it today across the earth. Tens of thousands of people died. They left here. What is death? Death is a transition. You leave your body. You don't turn into an angel. You're still you. You still got your mind. Still got your memories. Still got your personality. You are you. In the body, out of the body. Paul said, whether in the body or out of the body, he couldn't tell. Because you're you, in or out. And no, there's no people hanging around the planet haunting places. That's a lie too. Somebody said, well, I saw some stuff. You may have, but it wasn't the people. It was evil spirits imitating the people. Familiar spirits. And he said, don't be afraid of them that kill the body. After that, they can never touch you again. They can't hurt you anymore. No more they can do. I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, which after he's killed has the power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? Not one of them is forgotten before God. What's this got to do with the other? It all flows together. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. What does he say again? Fear not, therefore. You are more value than many sparrows. And I say to you, whoever will confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. You're not going to be going to hell. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Those are people who did not fear God on the earth. And they rejected him. And they should have. Death is not the horrible, horrible thing that the enemy keeps trying to scare you with. Death is not the worst thing that could ever happen to you. It's not. Dying without God is the worst thing that could ever happen to you. But for the believer, Paul said to depart and be with Christ is far better. Is that right? Far better. Better than being here. In closing, I think, go to Hebrews, please. Hebrews 13. See, as long as there's any fear or dread or being troubled in us, we don't have this yet. Our love is not perfected. Our knowing His love is not perfected. In Hebrews 13 and 5, remember Jesus said one of the last things He said before He left the earth. In Matthew, you stay there in Hebrews, but in Matthew He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Should we accept that personally? Should we, as the Lord's words to us? And in Hebrews 13, you see this. Verse 5, let your conversation, your way of life be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What's that got to do with not being covetous? What's that got to do with being content? Because when you've got him, everything else pales.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In comparison.
Amen. Amen.
If you think getting that new car is the greatest thing that ever happened in your life, then you don't know who's in you.
Yes.
And who's with you.
Amen.
If you think getting that house, whatever, then you don't know. The greatest experiences in life are not natural. They're spiritual. By far the greatest. If you think the natural things are, it just shows how little you've experienced. But if you know, he said, I'm with you. Who's with me? Who's with me? The one who said, light be. He's with me. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let me read this from some other translations. The World English Bible says, he said, I will in no way leave you, neither will I in any way forsake you. This is borne out in the Greek. Somebody say, in no way.
In no way.
No way. I mean, that's a phrase we use today, right?
Yeah, no way.
No way he's going to leave you.
Amen.
No way he's going to forsake you. The Weist translation says it like this. It says, for he himself has said, not an angel, not a prophet. The Almighty himself has said, and the statement is on record. I will not cease to sustain and uphold you. Then it says, I will not let you down. The reason that's there is because that's in the Greek. You have to say it three times to express the original. One time, light be, was enough. Why'd he do this? Because he knew. He knew what you'd be feeling down here.
Yeah.
Is that right? He knew what you'd be seeing and hearing and going through. And he wants you to know the God who cannot lie. Went on permanent record and told you. No way. No how. Let me read the Amplified. Put the Amplified up. It says, for he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. When this dawns on your heart and mind, when you believe this love, it sets you free. Completely free from the fear of death. That's why the response to this is, so we take comfort and we are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Yes.
I will not be seized with alarm.
Yes.
I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Well, I can blow your brains out. Is that all? I'm going to be dead in 5 minutes anyway. I mean, God time. It just completely sets you free. It completely sets you free. Because when you do breathe your last, what's it going to be like? It ain't going to be terror and darkness. He's going to be right there. He's with you when you take your last breath on this side. And when you slip out of your body, guess who's there? He's there. He's there. Only now you can really hear him. clearly. Now you can really see. It's not in a glass darkly anymore. It's face to face. I'm actually looking forward to going. Now, I don't want to rush it. I got a job to do. You got a job to do. It's going to go fast enough as it is. And don't you leave early and leave us to do your work too. You stay here and do your tour of duty. Is that right? Finish your time. Run your race. Do your job. It'll be over so quick anyway. Then, won't be long. We'll all be out of here. Trumpet's going to sound. Dead in Christ going to rise. Everybody that's going to come with Him in the clouds. If you're still down here, your mouth's going to be about that wide open. And all at once, you're going to be transformed. Changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Caught up. Hallelujah. Caught up. And forever. We're going to be with Him and with our folks, Abraham, Moses, and Elijah, and all our other kin folks. Hallelujah. So why should I let the devil lie to me and live tormented in my few days on the earth about things, a lot of it don't matter anyway? Is God big enough to sustain me and help me stay here and serve Him and do what He put me down here to do? Is He big enough to heal me, to keep a disease from stopping me or taking me out of earth? Is He big enough to protect me from accidents and problems? Is He big enough to provide for me so I can do it? All worry is vain. All fear and torment is needless. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on, help me. I will fear nothing. No evil. I refuse. I refuse. Why? Because He's with me. He's with me in the morning. He's with me at noontime. He's with me when the sun goes down. He's with me in every situation, every season of life, every condition. And He's with me. And His presence and His protection and His provision and His greater one inside me comforts me. And I'm okay. And better than okay. And I'm going to be okay. And after this, it just gets way better.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me